Hello and welcome to today's episode, where we're diving deep into a topic that's crucial for anyone involved in marketing, brand storytelling, or even if you're just curious about the art and science behind effective communication. We're exploring how to measure the success of your storytelling campaigns. You know, storytelling has always been a powerful way to connect with people. But let's face it, in our digital age, the narrative needs to go hand in hand with measurement to truly see its impact. This isn't about simply telling a great story. It's about understanding the nitty-gritty of whether that story hits home, resonates, and actually matters. Now, why is this so important? Well, think about it. A whopping 92% of consumers want brands to craft ads that feel like a story. And here's an interesting tidbit. 55% of people are more likely to remember a brand if it tells a compelling story. That's not just a fun fact. It's a peek into how our brains actually work. When information is presented as a narrative, people tend to remember 65 to 70% of it. Compare that to a measly 5 to 10% when it's just raw data. So, if you're not measuring your story's resonance, you're definitely skipping out on a massive opportunity. Let's get into the science a bit. Neuroscience shows us that when we hear a story, our brains release oxytocin, the so-called trust hormone. This fosters an emotional bond between the storyteller and the audience. That's why narrative-driven content outperforms traditional ads. Stanford's Graduate School of Business has research indicating that stories are up to 22 times more memorable than just plain facts. So, measuring this impact is not just important, it's absolutely critical. But why should we bother measuring storytelling success? In today's data-driven world, knowing the return on investment for these efforts is key. Whether you're a brand looking to boost sales or a nonprofit aiming to raise awareness. As customer service expert Shep Hyken insightfully puts it, customers might say they want a product, but what really drives business value is emotional attachment. This is why tracking the emotional impact of your stories is as crucial as noting clicks and conversions. The business case becomes even more compelling when we see the financial benefits. Companies excelling in storytelling often see their stock prices outperform the S&P 500 by about 15.7% annually. Brands with strong storytelling abilities report higher customer retention rates and impressive revenue growth. These metrics aren't just about making you feel good. They directly affect your bottom line. And the landscape of storytelling measurement is evolving. Successful organizations are going beyond traditional marketing metrics. They're looking at narrative coherence across touchpoints, story recall rates weeks after exposure, and even how stories influence employee engagement and brand advocacy. It's a comprehensive approach that acknowledges how storytelling ripples through an organization, not just marketing. So, where do you start with storytelling metrics? The first step is defining what success looks like for your campaign. Is it increased traffic, better engagement, or a higher conversion rate? From my experience and analysis, campaigns with clear, measurable objectives consistently outperform those without. It's like setting a destination before your journey begins. Here's what you might not realize. The most successful storytelling campaigns establish both leading and lagging indicators. Leading indicators predict future success, like story completion rates and social sharing velocity. Lagging indicators, on the other hand, confirm success after the fact, like conversion rates and long-term customer value metrics. Cracking both gives you a comprehensive measurement framework for real-time optimization and long-term impact. Now, let's talk about some foundational metrics. First up, traffic sources and volume. You need to know where your audience is coming from. Tools like Google Analytics are great for this. They track referral sources and user engagement. But here's the kicker. Don't just track total traffic. Look at traffic quality by examining bounce rates, pages per session, and new versus returning visitor ratios. High-quality storytelling often results in lower bounce rates and higher pages per session. Next, user engagement. This goes beyond just a quick look. Metrics like time spent on page and scroll depth are powerful indicators of how compelling your story is. A good average time on a content-heavy site is 3 to 5 minutes, and a solid scroll depth is around 60 to 80% for longer articles. And here's a tip. Segment these metrics by traffic source. Organic search visitors might engage differently than social media referrals. So understanding these patterns will help you optimize your storytelling. And then there's conversion tracking. Does your storytelling lead to the actions you desire? Be it a purchase, a sign-up, or a download, conversion tracking links your narrative to tangible business outcomes. The game changer here is implementing micro conversions alongside macro conversions. A macro conversion might be a purchase, but micro conversions could be email subscriptions or social shares, often indicating story resonance before the final conversion. However, be aware of limitations. Tools like Google Analytics may not track complex offline conversions or manage extremely large datasets without potential errors. A holistic view is often better. Consider server-side tracking for more accurate data collection, especially in high-traffic campaigns. Beyond these quantitative metrics, gauging behavioral impact and audience sentiment is crucial. Studies show how narratives can profoundly influence behavior and emotional resonance. For instance, compelling storytelling in crisis communications can significantly improve engagement and outcomes by fostering a deeper connection. To measure sentiment, consider sentiment analysis software for deep insights into social media interactions, comments, and reviews. Emotionally connected customers are not just more loyal, they're incredibly valuable. They have a 306% higher lifetime value than merely satisfied customers, and are 70% more likely to stay loyal and become advocates for your brand. This isn't surprising, considering the emotional bonds that great storytelling creates. So there you have it, a comprehensive look at measuring storytelling success. Remember, it's not just about telling a great story, it's about understanding and quantifying its impact. Thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode insightful, be sure to subscribe for more deep dives into the world of storytelling and beyond. Until next time, keep telling those stories and measuring their success. Take care.